I'm joined by case manager Ian McDonald after today's 1-0 victory at Dulwich Hamlet. Ian, it looks like the sort of game early on that a single goal was always going to settle, and it was a cracking goal to win it, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic strike from Martin. He's capable of doing that, and it was perhaps, you know, the only way we were going to score. I could only really see us scoring from a set piece, a long throw, or somebody smashing it in like that. So, yeah, very, very pleased.
Is that the sort of game that promotion winning sides grind out, games that look like they're going to end 0-0?
I think so. You know, we said to the boys at the start of the game, as we said to the boys at Tooting last week, you know, we've got to go to places and make sure first job is to stop them playing. And we did it at Tooting last week and took advantage of that and scored a good goal. Today, you know, we weren't really at the races first half. We were very standoffish and, you know, very pleased to go in at 0-0 at half time because, to be honest, we were at the races. And, you know, we changed one or two things second half and, yeah, we stifled the game. We tried to kill the game off and, you know, you just hope and pray that little bit of quality comes along and Martin produced it.
We looked like we were struggling to settle early on and for long portions of the game. How much did the pitch play in that? The pitch looked in terrible condition.
It wasn't too bad, actually. If you went on it, it wasn't as bad as it looked. You know, there was a lot of patchy sand all over the place, but it was flat and, you know, they knocked it around in the first half, but we were quite prepared in the first half to let them knock it around and then you know, see if they can give us the ball when they're finished with it. And to be honest, if we're going to get into the top six, then, you know, we've got to be in people's faces and we've got to be more aggressive. In the right manner. I'm not saying aggressive, you know, kicking people. I'm just saying getting people's faces and make it difficult for them to play. And as I said to you earlier, we did that second half and, you know, it was a totally different game. I thought we dominated the second half without really causing any major chances for us, but they didn't have anything second half, to be honest.
Jonty Venter made a couple of good saves first half to keep us in the game, keep it 0-0 at half time. He seems to have settled in well.
Yeah, he's settling well. You know, that's his job to make saves. That's what he gets paid for. And, you know, as I said, first half, you know, we just weren't at the races. And as you've said, we've relied on Jonty. We've relied on one or two last-ditch tackles. And, you know, once we had words at half-time and, you know, we went about it very professional at half-time and we were calm and collected. And the players went out second half and carried out our orders, to be honest. And very pleased with that. But we can't afford performances, you know, like the first 45 minutes, because good teams will finish you off.
Tommy Morehouse went off injured in the first half. Was that a precautionary substitution, or is that something longer term?
Well, it was precautionary because he's aggravated his hamstring again, so we got him off as quickly as possible and get some ice onto it. I presume he missed the Surrey Senior Cup game till we can have a look at him Tuesday. We don't know, but normally hamstrings a week, 2 weeks. I mean, you know, we've took him off early, so he's not aggravated it any worse than what he had been. And the good thing about Tommy is he always wants to play, so hopefully he's a quick healer.
I'm looking ahead to Tuesday. Are you going to stick with a similar side that you put out against Westfield, given that Leatherhead are a slightly better quality than Westfield?
Yeah, there's people who need games. Johnny Conk needs a game, Mickey Brady needs a game, Scotty Corbett, whose wife's just had a baby girl, so that's why Scott wasn't here today. You know, Scott can play in that game. Stevie Potwell is working in Scotland this weekend, so he was unavailable. So we can get some fresh bodies into that, and then we'll make up the rest of the team with the squad that played here today. And, you know, some will get 90 minutes and some will probably only get 45 minutes an hour. So it will be a stronger side because, you know, our squad is not as big as perhaps it should be for this time of the season.
That's brilliant. Thanks again, Ian.
OK, no problem.